Hello and welcome to Balls Out No Flops. Today's topics, we're going to look at the referee debacle that is ensuing and unfolding. What the fuck happened with Cody Walker? Greg Inglis has returned to the game, albeit in England, and Vlandy's war on the wrestle. All right, there you go. Okay, today I'm joined by Ray Carney. Ray, what do you think of that one? The timing was all right, eh? Got it right on.
It was all right. I think you need the fade-outs was a bit too long, though, so you need to jump in before it completely fades out. You got to jump in during the fade.
You need to get fucked. That's what's happening right there.
Yes, I do.
And Duke Hendricks. How are you, Duke?
Good day.
Yeah, very good. Coming along nicely. All right, lots to talk about today. Anyone got anything like on a personal note that they want to talk about, discuss?
Not really. No? I'm just we'll have a meeting.
Yeah. Go on.
I've got a joke. There's an old guy in a nursing home.
Yeah, that's us.
And he, he's walking around. He's screaming at the top of his voice, "My cock is dead! My cock is dead! My dick has died! It's dead!" And the nurses come, they grab him, and they put him in bed, and they calm him down. Anyway, the next morning, he's walking to breakfast. He's got his fly unzipped, and his penis is hanging down. The nurse says, "What's going on?" He goes, "Today's the viewing."
good. No, I like it.
Of course you do. You have a viewing every day, don't you?
Speaking of cocks, the referees are on.
Oh, side. Good segue. He's got a segue along with his joke. Yeah. Fantastic.
That's why we're paying him the medium bucks.
Yeah. The refs can get fucked. They're not losing any money.
No.
They're not losing their jobs.
They're losing money. Well, how can they not be losing any money when the NRL is saying we are saving $2 million by having one ref? Someone's losing money somewhere.
But the NRL...
They're cutting some of the touches, but the main refs are keeping their jobs.
22 refs keeping their jobs. Considering you only need one per game, okay, that's basically a rotation of once every 3 weeks, but they're all getting paid full time. So did we work out it was $300,000 a piece for each ref?
I don't understand how they're saving $2 million if all the refs are keeping their jobs.
Well, the main refs are, and then you've got your lower tier like sideline officials and whatnot. They're getting the flick. So the main refs are going to be like touch judges as well.
Well, I love how James Hooper last night, like, constantly jumping to the defence of all the players and keeping their jobs, but to him, the refs losing their jobs is... they're expendable. I don't care. I hate refs. I hate refs, but we're talking about people's families, you know? We're talking about...
I've never heard you speak like this before.
What about refs?
Just about people's families.
You sound like one of the players. I've got to look after your family.
Well, that's what I'm saying. As Hooper is saying, you know, they've basically thrown refs to the fire. Hooper was more worried about the head referee, what's his name? The union guy?
Silvio.
Silvio, he's more worried about Silvio and his laser practice where he gives Brazilian.
Yeah, that's right.
You know? But Hooper looks like his whole head's had a Brazilian.
Ooh, you know, they're getting rid of the one of the touches from last year's game, if you remember. He called a forward pass. South needed to score a try in the corner. He called a forward pass, and you guys ended up losing the game.
Good.
Do you care about him?
Get rid of that. Listen to me. Listen.
I care about his family.
I think, in my experience of going to the games, I think the crowd manage the sideline much better than the fucking touch judges do.
That's true.
We always know who's onside, who's offside, and what's a forward pass, and any dirty play.
You can't see shit.
Unfortunately, though, there's no crowd. So, anyway, well, the refs have been looked at what they're holding the game to ransom, but the game will go on with or without them, and all the top referees have said that they're going to work. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, all the top refs have said, yeah, we'll be there.
As long as Badge is there, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Big Badge. I don't see the issue here. Oh, there's just so much shit going around to try and derail this season. I don't understand. It's coming from within. Yeah. I don't get it.
If the
top refs are willing to ref, what's the problem then?
Fucking bunch of
sooks. Why are we talking about this?
Bunch of sooks,
just
mate.
Just as a side note, I was watching one of the classic games on Fox the other day, and the bunker used to be able to ref on forward passes.
Oh, that was cool. I like that. I know people are going to be against it.
Yeah, but I forgot all about that.
Yeah, they should be.
Mate, we have enough technology out there to use without interrupting the game. Like, you watch cricket, you can see the fucking ball that's traveling 100 kilometres an hour, like, brush against the pad on a cricket player. And you can't tell me we can't put a grid system on the field to see if a ball's gone forward or not.
Well, we obviously NFL do it.
Yeah, you must be able to.
We can.
Yeah, but man, the NRL is so fucking cheap.
That's what it is.
Done half, cheap. Half-ass.
How so cheap are they?
$1 million.
Well, apparently Gridco have put forward a proposal to the NRL where they lay out the grid, electronic grid, okay, and the ball has got a chip in it. And as soon as it travels forward, there'll be a loud beeping sound. But the problem is, it really sounds like I'm leading up to a joke here, doesn't it? But I'm not, actually.
Oh. are you being serious?
Forward out of the hand is, you know, that backward out of the hand when it travels forward, they're going to have to make, if it travels forward, it's forward too.
You don't want that ball going anywhere near Nick Politis. You'll be changing chips. You'll have guys out there changing. Yeah. Little ball boys changing chips.
Look, if the ball goes forward, it goes forward.
It did sound like a joke when you said Gridco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were leading up to something.
I thought I was, but it just fucking fell flat.
Oh, so it was a joke.
Yeah, it was a joke.
There's no Gridco.
I tried to.
It should be.
I fucking collapsed in a heap.
I think they need to get Elon Musk.
Ooh.
Get him down here. Get a few of his drones.
Yeah,
and just have drones flying around. It'd be perfect, man. You can get an image from anywhere, so you can get an above the head image. You can get it from player's view. Just have a few drones. They've got spider cam going, which sort of is again using wires. You don't need wires anymore. You've got drones that can fucking deliver pizzas, for crying out loud.
That came.
They can.
Spider-Cam came from the XFL. I watched the XFL documentary the other night, and they were the first to use Spider-Cam.
Yeah. Have you heard of Rock Spider-Cam? That's a doozy. Just follows pedos around in the Philippines. But with Elon Musk, does anyone else think he's like the perfect Bond villain?
Yeah.
You know, it's just fucking...
He might end up being.
Trillionaire.
Yeah, it's only a matter of time before he turns really evil, and he's got a secret lair somewhere for sure.
I can't wait for that, man. I can't wait. All right, so Cody Walker. What's our thoughts? I know you had some thoughts, Ray. We were talking yesterday. I said keep your powder dry because we're podcasting tomorrow. So I'll let you go first.
I just think the NRL need to come out, press conference, and just say, look, we're denouncing all – you can't look at rugby league players as role models anymore. We're denouncing the whole role model status. And, you know, it should get to a fucking point where, you know, when you're watching the game and, you know, they're introducing the players, it should be fucking mugshots. There should be mugshots of this player.
And that's great.
No role models. They're not role models. They're criminals. They're criminals. They're fucking, no one should look up to them.
So you're absolutely right. Call it like it is. Not only have the mugshot, but have what they've done, their criminal history underneath.
Exactly.
Mugshot Cam. I think we get mugshot Cam on them. Fuck, that's a great idea. Mugshots.
We've got to space the fact and we've got to stop telling people that these guys are our role models. They might be sporting stars or whatever, but they're far from it. They are fucking teenagers. A lot of the players are really young now. I'm not looking up to a teenager. Okay, he might be able to bench press 100 kilos, but fucking hell.
Yeah, you're right.
I think you're absolutely right. I think if they would save themselves a massive headache if they came out and they said, these guys aren't role models. Do not look up to them. Yeah. That's all I have to do. That's like a disclaimer.
Yeah.
You know, in the ads.
And then
this product may not work.
Yeah. The media things would be basically just showing them and just going, look at this idiot. Look what he did on the weekend. Yeah. He got drunk. He started fighting. They started fighting in the middle of a fucking intersection.
Oh, my God.
And then you got
God.
Some dweeb with a Raiders jersey going, oi, Katie, step out. Don't do it, Katie. Katie, they're fighting. Come on, Katie. Fuck off, mate.
Was that you?
Not in high school anymore.
I thought Cody was a clean skin. I know he had a bit of trouble when he was down at the Storm. But I thought, you know, he's always such a family man. Every time you see him, he's with his kids. He hasn't done anything since he's been with South. He's done nothing in the last 5 years or whatever it is.
He debuted at the age of 26, so he's a bit more mature, and you think, okay, he's got his head on right. Much like Daly Cherry Evans, who debuted at 24, you know. But you think he's got his head on right, he's a bit more mature, and he has kept out of trouble for his entire career until this debacle. But let's remember that this was in October last year. Doesn't excuse it.
Okay, so he was 30 instead of 31.
What I'm saying is it wasn't like what Latrell Mitchell and Addo Carr did
in isolation.
Yeah, it wasn't done in isolation. So it was just a visit back to the old suburb and, you know, up to the old antics out in the
casino. It wasn't even like out in nature or anything. He went out to casino.
Yeah, it looked
That's
like
where he's from, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, he's just such that was it's so
embarrassing,
ironic. Yeah, embarrassing.
Yeah.
I was embarrassed for him.
Oh, I'm embarrassed.
I was actually embarrassed for him.
I'm embarrassed.
I'll tell
you
who I wasn't embarrassed for. Chrissy Sandow, who had a similar video.
Oh.
But he was front row center, and he was taking that man on, mate.
You know who that man was?
That was fantastic.
You know who that man was that he was punching on with? The mayor of Sherbourne.
He's fighting the mayor. That's
my hero, my role model.
That's how politics are done out there. That's how politics are done. They don't go to the popular vote. They just punch it up. So
that's right.
Well, the news today is that the whole black we haven't addressed the blackmail about it happened last October. It hasn't surfaced till now, and because it was undergoing. Cody Walker was being blackmailed. Apparently, the blackmail attempt has come from a player agent.
Yeah, the police have traced the number to a player agent, but they haven't said what player, who it is.
Isn't
I think it's a Roosters player agent, but I can't be certain.
Or Storm, at least. Yeah, it might have been Bellamy. Fitler. It's probably fucking Bellamy. Allegedly. But doesn't that just tell you exactly the kind of snaky cunt that a fucking player agent is?
No, mate. And they're running the game.
Yeah, they're running the game. They are running the fucking game. Get them all out. Get every one of them out. Fuck them off completely. And I'm not just saying that because my player agent license was taken away.
Your pen license was taken away. I've seen the way you handle
it. I think my wanking license is about to be taken too. I'm in fucking dangerous territory.
The Brisbane have got the same player agent of, like, you know, like 80% of the players there have got the same agent, including the coach.
Nine players and the coach have the same agent. So if that agent has, you know, any sort of...
Didn't the agent hold the team to ransom? Was it Parra?
Yeah.
Was it Parra? Held Parra to ransom a couple of years ago because he had like eight of them, nine of them?
Yeah. Well, it's a ridiculous amount of power that they fucking wield.
Yeah.
I think I've got a solution to that, I think. Instead of having this agents and all that sort of stuff, we have a huge farm, massive land. We have our rugby league players born and bred on the land. All they know is rugby league. And then the teams can come and, you know, they'll have their own little mini competitions when they're young on the farm. And then the coaches can come and hand pick.
Like a cattle sale.
The best players.
Yeah,
and then get them to play. And if they don't want them anymore, they take them back to the farm. And then some other team can pick that player up if they think they're still good.
Or they make a go out of them.
Yeah.
A lot of people call you stupid, Ray. A lot. But I think that's a great idea. Okay?
Can you imagine, like, driving down the M4? You know how they have those trucks where they carry the horses?
Yeah.
Imagine seeing, like, Dan Burgess in that.
Yeah, all the back of the truck. All shitting, because they all shit.
Amazing.
All sitting in the back of the truck. Idea,
man. You've come up with some brilliant ideas today, I have to say.
It just makes sense. And then there's no money involved. They just come in. They're Spartans, mate. They're
regularly. Yeah, yeah. All right, well, with that, with the Cody Walker debacle, Paul Kent, the fuckwit, he's come out and he's just said he's got to get a minimum of 4 weeks. So Paul Kent is putting it out there, judge, jury, executioner,
that
Cody Walker
gets to hand out sentences. Yep. He does it all the time for everyone. He should get 3 weeks. He should get 2 weeks. Hey, what's he basing? What's the criteria? Now, what is Kent's criteria? I'll tell you, he hasn't got a criteria. He's just a cunt.
Can I tell you what it is? It's dog fucking. His criteria is dog fucking.
Because he brings that up all the time.
He brings up Mitchell Pearce and the dog. And I think something maybe allegedly happened to Kenty when he was little. I'm not saying that he got fucked by a dog, but it's possible.
And that's right. And when I call him a cunt, I mean, that's allegedly.
Yeah. But, you know, it gets out in the media. The thing is, it gets out in the media, right, that this should be the sentence, this should be the sentence, this should, and that becomes influential, doesn't it? Then there's a public outcry when it isn't the sentence. Now, I'll tell you what, if we miss Cody Walker for 4 weeks, the Rabbitohs, we're in fucking big trouble. They reckon Ray, you said if in the first five rounds you lose how many? You can't make it? You can't make the eight?
No, did I say that, mate? I can't remember saying that.
Oh, fuck yeah.
This is one of the...
if you miss three, I think, if you lose three out of five in your first five, it's almost impossible to make the eight.
You've won both, though, haven't you?
Well, let me just say...
No, we've won one.
This is... It's proven to be a Mickey Mouse comp, anyway, for the fact that this six again stuff, this one ref stuff, usually they are trialed in the lower grades for a minimum of 12 months before they bring it up. But they're treating this like reserve grade.
It's a trial year, that's right.
It's a trial year, that's right. They're trialing new rules, they're trialing this and that.
You know what it is? It's an exhibition comp. It's an exhibition competition. It's basically worthless.
We'll
XRL. That's what it is. XRL. Exhibition Rugby League.
Exhibition Rugby League. Our Duke, you're going to tell me that sounds like Prince too, aren't you?
That's a great song. Who sings that?
Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah. I've never heard it before.
I just want to say one more thing about Cody Walker.
Go on.
Very, very disappointed. Very disappointed in him. He does deserve a couple of weeks for that. He does deserve a couple of weeks for that. I think we should get all that shit out of the comp. Anyone who does shit like that, kick him out. I love Cody Walker, but, you know, I love rugby league more.
Oh, there you go. That sounds like a slogan that should be put on a sign at one of the Souths games. You hold them up. I love Cody Walker, but I love rugby league more. Look, you're right. You know, they just got to get rid of this fucking shit. Or like Ray said, put up their mugshots. Do not respect these men. All right? That's what it should say.
Look what they do.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know when they put the team up? When they put the team up with a picture of them on TV with the players? Mm-hmm. Mugshot. Yeah. With fucking number under it.
That's right.
Beautiful. All right, Greg Inglis is making a return. Greg Inglis is making a return to football.
Oh, here we go.
He is planned to join Warrington Wolves next year to play in the centres. What are our thoughts on that?
I want to see these two South heads tippy toe around this issue now.
Why is it an issue?
No,
come on. What issue?
What are you talking about? It's not an issue.
He got medically retired, and you guys got salary cut benefits because of it.
Mate, you're breaking up.
And now he's out of retirement in the year he's meant to be retired.
Well, no, he's not out of retirement this year. Next year.
Yeah. But how does he get? He's not retired. He's meant to be retired.
He's retired this year.
Say you're retired. You're retired.
You're allowed to come out of retirement.
Muhammad Ali did it.
His doctor's certificate only went for 2 years.
Yeah. But listen, they were saying that South still had to pay fucking $900,000 off the cap the year that he retired. So last year we still paid, there was still 900 grand on the cap. I think this year is totally exempt. So we still have to pay 900 grand. But for him to go over there, I think gives us full exemption.
Good on him.
Yeah. So, you know.
Well, good on him, I say. You know, he's going out to stud. That's what he's doing. He's going to be playing centre for big bucks in a slower, softer competition.
Yep.
So he's basically doing what Sonny Bill's doing.
And he's had 2 years off. He's had 2 years off, so his body's, you know, recovered. Plenty of scallops and Pepsi
guys
Max.
Guys like that deserve it, you know? Guys that gave everything to the game deserve their payday.
Mm. Yeah.
I think there must be some financial issues because I just don't see why he would be leaving Australia to go overseas to a cold country like that. And there must be some financial issues.
You know, I'll give you 2 million reasons why.
Well, what I read today, they're saying he'll be on about 700 grand Australian. But what happens over there is, you know, they give you the house, they give you the car, they give you all that stuff, doesn't come off the cap if you're from the international. If you're an international, you're allowed four or five in your team. Four, I think it is. And I know Jimmy the Hand will be able to correct me on this. But Well, his body's recovered. He'll go over. He'll play center. He'll be a superstar over there. Trust me, he'll be a superstar. That big right-hand fend is going to be the end of many a center, many an English center.
Sonny Bill was pretty quiet in his games, wasn't he?
Oh, he was shit. He was shit. I watched that first.
He's playing in a team that's fucking horrible.
Yeah.
So that's very hard.
Hmm.
They also got a Lebanese center, that team. They got a French Lebanese center.
What's his name?
Oh, it's Mahmoud Ya'alla Abbas or something like that. They call him Ray. But yeah, he's all right. He gets a bit fiery. So look, Inglis, he's going to, you know, like you say, he's going out to pasture. He's going out to stud. I'd love to go out to stud. I've never been invited out to stud.
You don't have the genes. That's why.
Or the chromosomes.
Yeah. They want to end your line. They don't want any more.
They are doing a good job because my line. I'm at the end of the line. I'm at the end. All right.
Would you like to go and live in England for a year?
I'd love to. England's great. You've been to London, haven't you, Ray?
I have. It's good.
It's good.
I think the weather here is better.
The thing about it is the rest of Europe is so close.
Mm.
That's right.
You know, you can just go for weekends down
Amsterdam,
south of France, and Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Amsterdam.
Wherever you like.
I would never leave Amsterdam.
Actually, Amsterdam is your last chance to go out and stud.
Yeah, I know.
You might have to pay big.
It's going
to
cost me
to do it.
It's going to cost me.
It's going to cost you, but yeah.
I've been reading on my newsfeed here. There's someone else coming out of retirement to go to England. Leo Dinover.
Leo Fuck. Dinover.
I haven't heard that. Jesus Christ.
he's been retired for about 15 years, I think.
Wow.
You think people are going to start coming to retirement? If you've got a bit of name for yourself, Leo Dinover, he might have a go.
Who was saying the other night? Gallen. Gallen said he's going to come out of retirement
to play for Warriors. That'd be great.
Yeah. So, there was a couple of them that said they'd do it.
Yeah, Billy Slater.
Billy Slater.
Imagine that. That'd be great. It's got to be an exhibition comp if that happens.
Yeah.
You know how they invite all the old players to come out, the old boys?
They're even talking about loaning players.
Oh, they can have, the Warriors can have Braden Burns.
Imagine if you won the comp.
I'll fucking deliver him.
Imagine if you won the XRL and you had you had players on loan when you won it.
Yeah. That'd be something, wouldn't it?
We, when I was a junior, we played and we were undefeated the whole year. And then the team that were up against in the grand final, they used the year below, they got their rep team because they didn't make the final. And they just got all of these gun players, you know, 1 year younger than us. They came out and beat the shit out of us. It was the most devastating thing ever.
That's not fair.
That's fine. Well,
this is what's happening now. This trial season, it's starting to sound like a trial season.
No, it's exhibition season, mate. Welcome to the exhibition season.
Yeah.
Raiders to win. You get a special cup.
I'd like everyone to refer to it as the XRL now on. Exhibition Rugby League competition.
We'll see if South start winning one or two games.
Oh, yeah, it's totally different then. It couldn't get more legitimate.
To win one or two games.
love it.
Go on, sorry.
We're going to have to loan some teams off you guys, some players off you guys. All our guys are dropping off.
We just got rid of the shit Bateman, Luke Bateman.
And Leo Dinover.
He announced his retirement with honourable mention, Luke Bateman. He was just a small fucking raggedy player, just went head first into everything and got many a concussion.
Oh yeah,
he's going to be like he's going to be on like Channel 7 News in a few years' time, like walking down Main Street of Penrith with a shotgun, just shooting at his ex missus, and then
Christ.
Blame it on his bloody concussion thing.
Yeah, fair enough.
You heard it here first. He's had a lot of concussions. I'm worried about it.
We give the news 5 years ahead.
Yeah. So what do you got next on your list there, Duke?
Volandi's war on wrestling.
Oh, okay.
And the subheading there is interchange down to four.
Okay.
It's gone past six and gone to four.
Yep.
Has it actually gone to four yet? Okay, or they just...
No, that's what they're talking about.
They proposed it, right.
Six okay. is meant to be the next progression.
Yeah, since this is an exhibition, this is, let's just keep going. Let's just, you know, anything goes. Let's just throw more shit in.
I'll start playing drop-offs soon.
Well, I think with the wrestling, there's only one way around it. I think you got to fire all the jiu-jitsu wrestlers and then hire WWE wrestlers, trainers, to come in and train the players. The only way out of it.
The only way
no
out
jiu-jitsu,
of it.
No jiu-jitsu, just WWE. Get Ric Flair back. Ric Flair, he seems like a Dragons coach.
There's a doco on him. On 30 for 30, ESPN.
I heard it's good.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to watch it. Look, wrestling's fucked, and now we're down to one ref. It's going to be even more fucked.
Yeah.
So let's have less guys on the interchange, because God knows what that's going to fucking do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you imagine, like, less? It'd be great.
Well, all that's going to do is the Fords are going to be so tired, there's going to be more wrestling because they won't want to get off the ground.
Mm.
Yeah, that's true.
It's going to be interesting. Last night, Paul Green said that, this is on one of the NRL shows, they asked him if he'd adjusted his team's training for the new six again rule, and he said no. And he said if they get six again, if the opposition gets six again, that's the adjustment, isn't it? So he said he's willing to give it away. He's willing to constantly give away that six again. I mean, how many times it happens? Is it going to change that much? You know?
I don't think so. I think it's just like people are petrified of it, but really, you do it a couple of times, it's more onus to put someone in the bin, and you'll know exactly when to put someone in the bin. Because right now, they're putting plays in the bin after the third penalty, after the fourth penalty. If a team's purposely doing it, that's a professional foul. Sin bin, see you later.
Sin bin straight away. So the law and the wrestling...
Apparently...
Yeah, go on.
Apparently these rules... Guess where they've come from?
I'm going to say...
Channel 9. They've come from Channel 9.
Yeah, they're trying to make the
Channel
game.
Channel 9 want a better spectacle. So they've come up with these rules. So it hasn't been, you know, you haven't got the greatest sporting minds in Australia coming up with these rules. You've got corporate television people coming up with these rules.
Well, the sentiment is to make the game more attractive. Now, if they're going to do that, they won't be playing any fucking Cronulla Sharks games, I'll tell you now. Fafita and fucking Dirty Legs Dugan, they should be wearing, you know, in fucking Black Mirror, when people get blocked and they're just all pixelated out, that's what they're going to have to do to Fafita and Dirty Legs.
That'd be great. I'm going, shit, look at the break that block guy's done.
So that's what's happening. Make the game more attractive. I think it was a poor choice of words.
But I just can't believe that the six again rule, the one referee, has come from fucking Channel 9.
Yeah, of all channels.
Well, NRL did do like a fan survey last year, which I definitely was running to get done. And I did actually
say, I thought you were going to say you were running it.
Yeah, I wish.
The thought of you running is comical enough.
The survey I put down the My Six again, which is similar to what they've done. So maybe they were flicking through and they saw Ray Carney and thought, wow, what a fucking great idea.
Mm. You know what? I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised. They've got to get their ideas from somewhere. They can't come up with them themselves. They just come up with some random fucking survey. Oh, this looks good. This guy's done.
Legend of the game, Ray Carney.
Yeah. Do we give him any credit? Fuck no.
Anyway, look, it's going to add to it, though, isn't it, these rule changes? And we're going to be putting the wrestler on the spot. I just hope there's no fucking pedantic penalties being blown like we had, what was it, last year or the year before?
Like the beginning of every year, man.
Like the beginning of time.
The refs come up with two things they're cracking down on at the beginning of every season. They blow fucking 20 penalties per game on it.
And then it's forgotten.
Midway through.
Do you remember that year that if you ran a block play, even on the other side of the field to where the ball was, that you got fucking penalised? So you could be going to score in the left corner, but if someone ran a block on the total right-hand side, like 30 metres away, you still get penalised. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
They did it for about 5 weeks, and then they just said, this is so ridiculous, we've got to get rid of it.
So why the fuck would you be running a block play 30 metres away anyway?
Yeah, because they're idiots.
Yeah. What about the fucking ref touching saga?
Yeah.
Where players were brushing up against the ref and getting one or two leaks because of touching a fucking ref.
That's right.
Oh,
that's right.
You're a lord.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Nothing about the tug jobs in the fucking change room, did they?
Nothing. Well, we've got Blocker Rage to thank for all that shit.
Yeah.
He was the first guy to touch the ref, wasn't he?
Yep. So the reduced interchange, that's the actual point that we were discussing. What's it going to do?
Interesting.
Well, I think
six
it's
is good.
At the moment.
It can be five.
Well, it's going to make the forwards are going to be fucking hell tired, and for the last 20 minutes it's just going to be the backs running the show. So
yeah,
whoever's got the best back line is going to win, basically.
Well, you got forwards like
David. They are another breed, though.
Yeah. David Fifita, Cameron Murray, guys like that, they can play a full 80, no problem, you know. So they'll be right. True. It's going to turn, you know, those just big, super big guys.
The props.
Yeah. Well, generally the props and back rowers are the highest rotation, aren't they?
Well, you're not going to have – a smart coach just would not have any props for the last 20 minutes.
The teams have already started doing that. So, like, a few years ago, we had the biggest fucking – the Raiders had the biggest forward pack ever. They had Junior Paulo, Shannon and Boyd, the lab experiment. We had the massive pack, and then we got rid of all of them, and then we replaced them with Bateman, all these, like, smaller but still big, but just slim and fit, physiqued players. And now we're going good. Every team's starting to do that now. That's why Shannon Boyd's not in the game anymore. He's meant to be playing for Titans. But
that's true. The most mobile forwards are going to, they're going to rule.
All right.
Yeah.
Segue. Balls Out No Flops. Click us an email at ballsoutnoflops@gmail.com.
Your contribution left a notice.
One of the greatest songs of the 90s there. Helmet Unsung.
That's more like it.
What a guitar sound. Fuck me, dude. It just goes, gets you right in the...
That's what you use as our Primark music. That would be good.
For the NRL.
Action-packed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A game of men. Four men. Can you say men anymore? I'm not sure you're allowed to say men, are you?
No. A game of...
Not anymore, no.
A game of people, four people.
Yeah.
That just doesn't have the ring, does it?
A game of binaries for non-binaries. Is that right?
This is almost like... It's the rugby league's having its trial year. Well, it looks like the world's having a trial year as well. All this shit that's going on. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and Ray, you're sounding like you're warming up to something here. Go on.
I had one more quick idea, actually. What about talking about player age and things like that? What about like a warranty type system for players? So if you buy them, they end up being duds, you can sort of give it back, get your money back. Is that a good idea?
For player agent?
That's a year. Well, just the player. Like a team should be able to buy a player and then basically give him about 5 weeks probation. And if he's not going good, get rid of him and then get the money back to go and buy another player.
You wouldn't
get how long have you got? Well, how long does the warranty last for?
5 games.
5 games.
Jesus,
that's not
my call it the call it the Cartwright policy. Because let's face it, since he was fucking bought, mate, they've been trying to offload him.
Did we talk about Cartwright changing his mind?
Oh, no, we didn't.
Change his mind and then ended up not having to get it anyway, right?
So he's come out and said, oh, the real reason I'm not getting it is because it made me feel sick last time I get it. So I'm not getting it for my own personal health reasons.
Backflip.
Which he did not disclose at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Forward
he's
flip.
Just come in with his bullshit excuse at the end.
Again, not a role model, is he?
No.
Mate,
no,
they,
not
they,
at
they,
all.
The amount of backflip in this cunt does, his name should be fucking Bryce Cartwheel. Seriously. He's all over the shop, isn't he? They got the old social distancer himself.
Oh, mate, yeah, he's everywhere, this guy, except on the field.
He's like Jub Jub. He's everywhere you want to be. All right.
Anyway,
NRL locks in 6 stadiums for season restart. So the 6 venues are Bankwest Stadium, which is a fucking fantastic facility. Fantastic. I happened to go there late last year, and the Souths under-21s were playing the Raiders in the grand final there. And I was just walking past, and this guy said, oh, you're going in? My son's playing. I got spare tickets. And he gave me and my lovely wife a couple of tickets. We went in there and watched Souths beat the Raiders. It was a great facility, man. Unbelievable. Then Campbelltown Stadium. Yeah, it was last year. Campbelltown Stadium, which is just fucking hell. You know,
not the same, is it?
That's no,
well, that's for the Raiders, isn't it?
It's vastly,
that's right.
That's why the Raiders different. Don't have to travel.
So it's only 2 hours for the Raiders to Campbelltown Stadium. But so,
okay.
Look, I mean, I get it. There's not going to be any crowds, but there is a fucking chook pen at the end at the 20-meter line, and there is a bit of a goat track on the side. So, you know, good friends on ESPN.
What they were saying, the argument with this is, what they're saying is all the other sports, like overseas sports, are going to be playing in empty stadiums, but they're going to be playing in the big stadiums.
Yeah.
To make it look like they're a big sport.
That's right. You know,
they're saying that's what we should be doing, playing in the big stadiums, so it looks like, hey, so it looks like to the world, because apparently the whole world's going to be watching. So it looks like to the world, where, oh, man, when this sport's on, this stadium's going to be full every week.
Yeah. Well, you know? That's true. I think they're trying to geographically alleviate some of the trouble for the teams, which I think is probably a good thing. Look, Campbelltown Stadium's a dud. I give a thumbs up to Bankwest. Campbelltown, thumbs down. Central Coast Stadium, I give a thumbs up. That's a really nice stadium. It's on the water there. It's got palm trees.
Cowboys New Stadium.
It's like, you know, in Street Fighter, when you used to fucking change.
Yeah,
this is what it's going to be like.
Yeah.
So Central Coast Stadium's got the the palm trees and the beach. Then you got Suncorp. Okay, so we know that.
I always hated the China.
China.
Background. Yeah, the China background on
Mate, someone could fucking edit the shit out of that.
I always hated China.
Australian podcaster says, I always hated China.
Yeah, so they're going to pick on me instead of picking on Trump.
Of course they are. They're scared of Trump.
I don't know how you can show the rest of the world Campbelltown. I can't believe that we're going to beam across the world, ESPN, America, everywhere, they're going to show Campbelltown.
Yeah, and the thing is, okay, and these are the teams playing out of Campbelltown. Dragons, Tigers, Panthers, and Raiders. So there's four teams there, right? And so
Dragons?
It's not that far for the Dragons. Four teams, there's potentially four games there every week, potentially, unless these guys are playing each other at some stage.
Oh, that's going to be ripped to the shit house.
Yeah.
They won't be able to withstand. They're not going to be able to withstand that kind of shit, not Campbelltown.
Well, they said their groundskeeper's all over it. Out of Bank West, the Eels, Bulldogs.
Groundskeeper's all over it.
The Eels, the Bulldogs, Rabbitohs, Sharks, and Roosters are all playing out of there. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 potential games there a weekend. There'll be weekends where there are five games there. Okay, so I think going from memory, at Homebush, if South played on a Friday night, Bulldogs played on a Saturday night, Tigers played on a Sunday, they could handle up to six games if you included the under-21. So that was all right. So, yeah, Bankwest is good. Central Coast Stadium, the Knights, the Warriors, the Sea Eagles are playing out of there. So that's potentially three games a week.
So all shit games from there. Go on.
I don't know, Sea Eagles. I'm looking forward to Sea Eagles. And the Knights are good.
Sea Eagles, I'm predicting the Sea Eagles are going to win the XRL.
There you go.
I think Para. It's my dark horse.
Your dark horse. Remember, Para, mate.
Who did Para play in the first two rounds? Fucking Warriors and the Bulldogs.
Yeah. This is the making. This is perfect for Parramatta's season. XFL. Cronulla here. They're going to throw the ball around. They're going to have fun. They'll win it. Easy.
Oh, the XFL. You've come on board there, Ray. You've come on board.
XRL. XRL.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Suncorp Stadium will have the Broncos and the Titans. So that's potentially two matches every week. Well, that will be two matches every week until they play each other. That's just home games, sorry. I should say that's their home grounds. So all of these are their home grounds if they play at home.
So this is for like the first six rounds or something.
Yeah, up to round nine, and then they're going to rethink it. Up to round nine,
and then are the Raiders going to get some home games here, or is this your home the games, home game?
Mate, your home games are at Campbelltown, okay?
Fuck off! Melbourne's got their own. Fuck off!
You fuck off! Really? All right, QCB
even
Stadium.
Got the Campbelltown accent there.
QCB Stadium in North Queensland. Cowboys will be playing out of there. And, of course, Amy Park, the Storm, will be playing out of there. So they are for home ground. There are teams' home grounds. Every team in the XRL, that will be their home ground. So if you've got if you got away games, look, it's going to mix up a bit. Consider, what is it, 1, 2, 3... Six stadiums are available, and generally it's eight.
Why the fuck do the Storm get their own fucking, you know?
They're the furthest away. It's
exactly. Exactly.
It's
to minimize them having to travel all the time, I guess. That's what it's doing.
This is Bellamy betting scandal all over again.
All over again.
I don't know. I think they should have just done like a magic round system. Have one stadium one weekend, another stadium another week. Like, I don't know. Traveling that bad on a bus. They could travel on a bus.
Yeah. What about the other team that has to travel?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, some teams have to travel down to Melbourne, don't they?
Yeah, all the NRL goes down and does like a big weekend in Melbourne for one round, and then they move on back to Sydney. They do one big round in Bankwest. Every team plays at the same stadium. Magic round every week.
Yep. Okay. Man,
yeah. There's no magic. There's no magic in the XRL.
No, it sounds like it. Like
that's one of the new rules. It's one of the new rules handed down by Bland. It's no magic.
Yeah.
So all the wizards are going to their union and they're taking it to court to stop the XRL.
Yeah, they're gonna halt the NRL. Valandis looks like an old magician, doesn't he?
He does, like an old
magician from Cyprus or something.
What a fucking magician, man!
Fortune teller.
He should be walking around in a cloak with fucking moons and stars on it. You know, that cunt has done more magic than I've ever fucking seen.
He's always pulling his pants up.
So am I.
He's always pulling his pants up. His shirt's usually just tucked in, like just. It's on the brink of just getting untucked.
You're always fucking pulling your pants down, aren't you, Ray? Usually behind
a bush. It seems like he's a pack-a-day smoker.
I love the way he says rugby league. I think someone would have said to him, hey, man, you know, just when you're on air, just say rugby league. Someone, you know, just sort of like.
But to be fair, I saw him run in from one of the grounds he was inspecting, and he was yelling, he was holding his arm. They said, what? He said, I got stung by a bat. So, I don't know. He's a good man. He should have a cloak.
He is a good man.
A cloak with crescent moons and stars.
Fucking debacle. Oh, my God. We just had.
Let's not forget he's got a full-time job as CEO for Racing Australia. Let's not forget.
He's fucking got two jobs.
And he's also the guy working two jobs.
And he's doing them both unreal.
He's working two jobs.
And he's doing them both unreal.
Fucking oath. Three jobs if you include being a magician.
Well, that's the only reason he's holding two jobs.
James Roberts is at the beginning of the week they were saying James Roberts has left and here we basically have so he's left rehab. At the beginning of the week they were saying James Roberts has left rehab and he's hoping to make round one. Now the NRL is saying he has to do 14 days of isolation. My question is, why does he have to do 14 days of isolation? What? Aren't people in rehab tested? They're not all in together?
And they're isolated.
This fucking thing?
They're isolated for 14 days. That's how long rehab goes.
I mean, football, I mean, I know it's XRL, but football is probably the best thing for him at this stage.
Isn't this why he got into trouble in the first place? Because he was isolated, he was alone, he started drinking, taking drugs.
Right.
Wow.
That's right.
So they're putting him back into that environment.
Days, let's fucking really drive him crazy. let's push him over the edge.
Jeez. Come on, Flandies. We need some of that magic. We need some of that abracadabra. This has got the work of fucking old Voldemort Politis all over it. It's got the stink of Politis.
All right. Coaches under pressure. Now I'm going to read out the coaches that are under pressure and I would like to hear your thoughts about this. So the article is basically talking about them being under pressure in a shortened competition. But I'm saying these guys are under pressure anyway. Even if it was a normal competition, they're under pressure. And we're going to start off with Mary McGregor.
Oh, fuck, man.
Mate, they're gonna be they're gonna fucking do what they did to fucking Osama bin Laden with him. They're gonna take him out to fucking what's the river near Illawarra? Like, we're not even gonna see it.
It's called the Illawarra. The river's called the Illawarra.
The Illawarra.
We won't even see it. They're just gonna make an announcement. We found him. He's dead.
A spider hole.
No more.
Man, that cunt has been under so much pressure for so long. He should be made out of fucking diamond by now.
He's won 55 out of 139 games.
Jesus.
Since he took over. Wow. So his percentage rate is 46.8.
Oh, my
God. I know a couple of Saints fans, and they are just... Yeah. They basically just can't even believe that the guy's still coaching. Not only do they want him out, but they just can't fucking believe that he just keeps surviving. They're all talking about for the boys. That's what they're saying. I don't know the ins and outs of St. George, but that's what their fans are saying.
Yeah, right.
It's going to be a revolt.
Ah, yeah.
The fans are going to just...
Well, you know, they've got Flanagan as his assistant. They got a premiership winning coach with a much higher win rate as his assistant. It's not hard to see what's
Flanagan's
happening.
Flanagan's not allowed to coach, right?
Yeah.
Flanagan's not allowed to coach for 2 years or whatever it is.
Yeah, I know.
He's not allowed to coach, but I said this before, he's just going to have his hand up his shirt and just telling McGregor what to do like a ventriloquist for the next 2 years.
Well, he hasn't been that good because they've started off 0-2.
Yeah, that's bad.
And not only that, I think we talked about this on one of the other shows. They reserved the spot for De Bellin.
Yeah.
So they're one player down because they've left the spot open for De Bellin.
He's had a full season out too. So, you know, that's just insane.
The next guy.
Yeah.
Sorry?
No, I was going to say get him off your books. Get De Bellin off your books.
Yeah. Well, you have to. I feel sorry for the guy, especially if he's not guilty. You know, his career's been ruined. If he's guilty, oh, well, fuck him. But if he's not guilty, his career has been ruined.
His life.
Mm. Yeah.
There's always a chance in the Super League for him. Don't worry.
True. Dean Pay.
Yeah. Stay.
Say.
He's done wonders with that.
He's done a lot, hasn't he? Towards the end of last year, they were going pretty well.
They won five in a row, I believe.
He's got no one. He's got the shittest roster. They're playing under the salary cap because they've been punished. I think he's they ended the season well, and I think they started this year not too bad. I think they're going to compete, but I think, he's got to stay, man.
They need four and back. They need a playmaker back. I mean, who's their hooker? I don't even know who their hooker is. I couldn't name you their spine. I can't name their spine, right? And if you can't name a fucking team spine, that coach is basically gone. All right? I'm saying gone.
Well,
it's not his fault.
Well, no. But no.
They're serious.
Yes,
it's not his fault you don't know his team.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, fine for that.
He should. He should. All right.
He's off contract at the end of the season, Tay, so whether they renew his contract or not. And everyone's saying Lachlan Lewis and what's that other guy's? Brandon something. They're just saying that those two haven't got what it takes to be, you know, they have. I've seen Lachlan Lewis have some really good games, though.
Yeah, I like old Doll's hair Lewis. He's got a lot of moxie. He's got a lot of courage. He was hitting Sam Burgess all night one night. I fucking love that. As much as I love Sam, I like to see him get taken down a peg.
He's also lost to one of his best player at the start of the season. What's his name? Hirawara Naira.
Dripping from a dead dog's eye.
And Ockenborg, who's an up-and-coming, he looked pretty good.
Yeah.
So he's lost those two even before the season started.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
now
that's right.
They're going to go on a buying frenzy. They'll buy.
They'll buy who? We've lost him. Is that right? Okay. Well, I guess this happened last time on the hour. So let's have a look.
Oh, dropped out there.
What happened?
You need to get Duke back on.
Duke. All right. Just let me fuck around with this shit. All right. Add participant. D for Duke. Hey there. I'm using WhatsApp.
I think Bulldog's Duke? Top plate.
Nice.
Hello,
Duke. You there, Duke? Oh, hang on. You're not logging through. let me hang up. And all right, to our listeners, we are experiencing technical difficulties. And I know Jimmy the Hand to be slapping his head here. So let's see. Is there anything more to talk about, really? I think we could be done. Here. There's a ring. He's not picking up.
No, I have to end.
What?
So you need to invite Greg.
Who's Greg? Do you mean Duke?
Duke, yeah.
All right, well, just stay on the line. Oh, look, he's trying to... Right, hang on, I've got to invite him in. This is an outrage. This happened last time on an hour, you know? Okay. Just hang on.
Oh, listen to Balls Out, No Flops.
All right, so that's it. I'm calling it. I couldn't be bothered ringing these cunts back up. It's just everyone. Well, I ring one of them, then the other one tries to ring me, so I can't add him to the call, so I have to hang up the one I rung and then try and ring the other one, and then the other one will ring me. So that's where we're at. So that's it for Balls Out, No Flops today. Let's no, this Duke, what's going on? Is a text. And this is cool, says Ray. Motherfuckers. All right. So anyway, you don't need to listen to this. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.